The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from New Hartford, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Marion Bailey of KMCD Radio in Fairfield and Jacob Snyder of the Wright County Monitor. The first question will come from KMCD's Marion.
Hey there, Senator Grassley. How are you?
Very good, and hope you're okay, too.
Yeah, doing well. I wanted to get your comments on the president being in Iowa yesterday and over there in Cedar Falls and just get from you the purpose for him being there and kind of going forward. What were your thoughts on his action plan?
Well, first of all, the reason for the president being here is, number one, Cedar Falls is a leader in broadband. Secondly, the president wants to establish with the grassroots what some of his programs are, because with a Republican Congress, there's a congressional agenda and there's a presidential agenda. And in regard to broadband, there's not a lot of light between the two. I think we can work with the president on broadband, except for what is called net neutrality. I think the president wants net neutrality, and I think we believe that the internet has really advanced very rapidly in 20 years, and that government regulation, like we used to regulate telephones, would have the government interfering with what's working, and if it ain't broke, why fix it? But on broadband, we and the president pretty much agree. And on cybersecurity, we would agree with the president that there's got to be more cooperation between companies and the government. But there is a little bit of difference here, where the president thinks the government shouldn't share information, but the company should share information on being hacked. So, but we can work those differences out. So I'm glad the president come to highlight Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Awesome. Thank you.
Senator Grassley, the reason mine's kind of sort of offshoot of that, recently in this past year, late this past year in December, you talked about talking to the FBI and other law enforcement about the cell phone tracking, sort of the same, along the same lines, and you asked them to share with you how they are using this cell phone tracking, what their purpose is. Tell me a little bit about if you've made any progress with that, what you hope to gain from that, and why you think it's so important, especially with all the security issues that we've had this past year.
Sure. Well, I think the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution is the best reason for all of us in Congress to be concerned about it, and the people of the United States, because normally if the FBI or any law enforcement people are listening into your telephone conversations, they have to have a wiretap information from a judge to be able to do it. And they've been able to do it with cell towers without violating the Constitution, I think is fair for me to say. But this new technology is they will get into the air with a few planes, very small planes, and it has the technological capability of gathering information on cell phones in a wide area. And if they've got a search warrant in order to wiretap a particular phone call, I guess that's all right. But our question is that this is new technology, and we don't have a lot of information on it, and there are a lot of constitutional questions. And we want answers to those questions so we can determine whether or not the FBI is doing things lawfully and constitutionally. Now, I wrote the letter you referred to before Christmas, or maybe it was even way before Christmas. We have applied to the FBI for basically the same information because when I first wrote the letter, I wasn't chairman of the committee, and sometimes they deny individual senators some information that they'll give chairman of the committee. Now that I'm chairman of the committee with jurisdiction over FBI, that's why I've rewritten a letter. But it's basically the same information that you asked me about.
Senator Grassley, you voted against the president's health care law. It's underway now. We have a deadline for February for another wave of people to get in with the with the health care, and those that are not will be penalized with their income taxes. What do you say now to Iowans that don't have any health care insurance to encourage them not to have that penalty that they could be facing?
Well, I think it's good, whether we have Obamacare or not, for people to insure and share the dangers that face people health-wise or fire insurance or car insurance or anything else. You can't self-insure very well, and it's probably more difficult to self-insure with health issues than it is with anything else. So I would advise them to do it, and they may not like Obamacare, but it's the law of the land now. I voted against it. There's things wrong with it. Now that we have a Republican Congress, we may be able to work out things to make it more likable to the American people. But in the meantime, I would advise anybody to buy insurance, not just because of the penalty, but the penalty is sure a good reason for buying it, just to be insured.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Mine's concerning the pipeline. That's kind of been a hot topic, and you talked a little bit about in a press release the pros and cons. Besides what the president's chief argument concerning climate control or climate change, and his main reasons against it, what other arguments have been made that you've heard a lot about, and how would you respond to those in favor of the Keystone Pipeline? Or
I think basically three. I think it would be better for us to use North American oil instead of importing from Venezuela and the turmoil of the Middle East, where it's questionable what their motives are and what they'll use their money for. Secondly, we've had a lot of railroad accidents with oil traveling by train, and a lot of life lost and a lot of property damage, and pipelines are safer. And thirdly and lastly, it creates 42,000 jobs, and that's in the report from the State Department of how many jobs it would create. And so you ought to see things concerning a pipeline and the necessity of the pipeline as good. You know, you got to consider that we have millions of miles of pipeline that have been built in the last 100 years, and you can't find fault with pipelines generally. Just think of all the homes in Iowa that are heated by natural gas that wouldn't be heated by natural gas if we didn't put pipelines across Iowa 100 years ago. No, not 100 years ago, probably 60 years ago. So I think that the safety of it, the job creation, and the harvesting of North American oil instead of doing it from other countries is very, very good in several ways, hence the pipeline.
Okay. Thank
Marian?
You.
Sure. Thank you. Senator Grassley, deteriorating roads and bridges seem to be a major topic. I'm in southeast Iowa. The governor hasn't wanted to really talk about other ways of funding until recently. And now that he's reelected, now we want to talk about it and get it in the forefront. Lawmakers and citizens alike are really trying to see what we can do to get more funding. Is there anything on the federal level where we can get more money coming down to fix the roads and the bridges that are here in rural Iowa?
Sure. There's a lot of people, both Republican and Democrat. I don't say that I'm one of them at this point that want to increase the gas tax. Now, I'm not saying that I'm against increasing the gas tax, but increasing taxes at a time when the economy is just turning around might be a very difficult thing to do, besides the fact that there's just a lot of anti-tax attitude in Washington. People are tired of being taxed. You're taxed almost from the minute you put your feet on the floor after you get out of bed in the morning. The water's taxed. Your property is taxed. What you use to shave with has sales tax on it. Tax. People are getting tired of it. But on the other hand, people want to run on roads that are smooth, and I don't blame them. I'm one of those that uses the roads regularly and I get irritated. So Both at the federal level and the state level, there's talk about increasing the income or the gas tax. There's, like the governor's saying, at the federal level, we're looking at other ways of raising revenue, but there's no consensus at this point on what to do in the Congress, although it's got to be done this spring because the funding for the highways run out in May, I believe. And so we're going to try to find a solution. So I think raising more revenue would be more palatable to me and a lot of other people if we would do something about government regulation, because government regulation cuts back the use of the gas tax money by about a third. In other words, I'm saying that if we didn't have so much government regulation, we could build one-third more highways with the federal tax dollar. So if we can loosen up government regulation, couple it with some revenue increase, it might get my support.
Thank you, Marianne and Jacob, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.